The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this past spring, I made my annual pilgrimage to a place that I don't particularly like to go, but a place to which I find I need to go. This past spring, I went to my eye doctor. Every year, I need to go there, and almost every year, I need new glasses. My eyes continue to get worse and worse. But I found it interesting that these gifted people whose endeavor in life is to improve our vision seem to have such a perverse way of doing it. When you get there, first they dilate your pupils so that they can see better into your eye. So if you can't see well when you get there, this isn't helping any. Then after your eyes are dilated, they take you to their first torture room, where they use this instrument that actually touches your eyeball to measure the interocular pressure. After that's finished, they cart you off to the next room, where you sit down and are handed a clicker. This is to check your retinal space. And so you are told to make a click sound every time you see the white dot that's always moving. I decided one year that I would just keep clicking. That didn't work because they made me do the test over. No, you only click when you see the light. Finally, that is done. Then they take you to another room where they shine this insanely bright light into your eyes that just blinds you. Finally, when all these elements of torture are complete, then you're taken into the room where they're going to give you your new prescription. I always thought that was interesting when you can't even see, and now they start asking you their final questions. Is it better here or here? Here or here? Is this better or this? How about this? I find myself saying, "Can I see the other one again?" Sure. Now, better here or here? When you finally get that figured out, let's try this. Now here or here? Here or here? But I must say, when you're done, you are able to have your vision improved. This spring, though, I was told something I hadn't been told before. "Lee, you've got the start of a cataract in your right eye. But it's not ripe yet. But we'll need to keep an eye on it. That's good to know. It's good to know that the lens in my eye is getting cloudy and that my vision is getting foggy. Isn't that kind of how our vision is every day in the world in which we live? I think it's kind of hard to see clearly anymore. I mention all of this because I think that vision is at the core of our gospel text this morning. Begins with the 10 lepers, and they are standing at a far distance from Jesus. But Jesus sees them. He has very good vision. He sees not only them, but he sees their need. And he says to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And they do. And as they make their way, they are made clean. And then we get to the real heart of our gospel today, the very focal point. And one leper, when he saw what had happened, turned back and went and praised God. 10 lepers were cleansed. But only one saw what had happened. Only one had clear vision and came back and thanked God for that gift of healing. You and I think, gather week after week for worship for one reason. For you and I, week in, week out, to come to this place for cataract surgery. I think that's what worship is. Worship is that when we come into this space where we hear the word of God, where we sing the praise of God, where we pray to God, so that we might have our vision made clear again. Because I think that the world we live in today is a world in which it's pretty hard to see anything clearly. I see a lot of doubt. I see a lot of fear. I see a lot of hurting. I see a lot of despair. And to be honest, during the day, I don't often see God at work. I don't see the positives. It seems the world would have you and I focus on only the negatives. And that's not our calling. No, we come back to worship to have that cataract removed, to have again put into us God's vision for the world. And then you and I go out into that world as children of light, bringing hope and healing and help. That's our call, to be a positive in a negative space. And so today again, we thank God for clearing our eyes, for filling us up with hope and promise and love and joy and sending us out again to be that in the world. Thanks be to God.